Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Hey, welcome back, and let's hop right into the Golden Trout Guiding Company's Eastern Sierra Fly Fishing Report for March 10th. Welcome to our Eastern Sierra Fly Fishing Report. We hope everyone is safe and warm and dry during these amazing storms we are experiencing in California. Fly fishing has been hit and miss over the last 3 weeks, with road closures, high flows, and flooding. Although our current situation has been tough on our favorite activity, all of this water will provide for healthy and long spring and summers for our rivers, lakes, and small streams. When spring rolls around, we will see very high flows from all of our High Sierra tributaries, potentially lasting through July. Hard to actually predict when the bulk of the melt will happen, but it's coming. Get ready to fish deeper waters this spring and summer, and get excited about lake fishing, as the Stillwater game is going to be excellent. Our 2023 Spring Fly Fishing Clinic is booked up and around the corner. We're looking forward to working with our new group of anglers and increasing our knowledge and skills together. For those of you who missed the opportunity to sign up for a spring clinic, we will be hosting a fall clinic in October of 2023. Stay tuned for more information on that as we move out of our summer season. Wishing you all the best and many bent rods. I am currently booking now through May. Please call or email to chat about lining up a guided fly fishing trip, 858-750-9829, or email goldentroutguiding@gmail.com. And looking at the Mammoth Lakes Chamber Connection newsletter for March 13th this week. Coming up, we've got Thursday, March 16th, Cassie Bergenbau at Distance Brewing. Next week, Sunday, March 19th, ESLT Mule Deer Migration Field Tour. Soap Making at Smoke Tree Massage. Joey Henderson at Distance Brewing. Monday, March 20th, Open Mic Mondays at Distance Brewing. Tuesday, March 21st, VES Not Your Grandma's Bingo. Wednesday, March 22nd, Power Lunch at Puerto Vallarta, Moon Dreamers with Smoke Tree, Women in Business, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday, March 23rd, Joey Henderson at Distance Brewing. Friday, March 24th, Imaka Food Distro, 11 a.m. till 11:45. Or go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the full calendar. And coming out of Death Valley, California, Alice Happy Days Dimey, a miner and entrepreneur, said it best, "There's a thrill. You don't know what lays ahead, but you see yourself rolling in wealth." A new exhibit supported by the Fund for People in Parks and Death Valley Natural History Association in the Furnace Creek Visitor Center tells the histories of several determined and inspiring women who long ago lived in Death Valley area and influenced the future national park and surrounding desert. Sharing the park history and telling these stories from diverse perspectives is fundamental to the National Park Service mission, said the Fund for People in Parks Executive Director Kevin Hendricks. "We've been proud to help Death Valley National Park and Death Valley Natural History Association complete this important project about these trailblazing women. For instance, Louise Grantham was a controversial, contentious part of Death Valley's mining history. She hired armed guards to keep the rightful owner away from their highly profitable talc mine. Edna Brush Perkins wrote White Heart of the Mojave in 1922, which sparked curiosity in people to explore the desert then and now. Ruth Woodman created Death Valley Days, a radio show that later became a Western television series. Mary Lydencote managed and cared for the buildings and grounds of Scotty's Castle for over 20 years, with no formal training. Mary De Decker became a well-respected botanist who discovered a new genus of buckwheat, De Deckera urinkinus, and successfully advocated for the addition of Eureka Dunes into Death Valley's National Park. For more information, go to Eastern Sierra Now and read the full story. Inyo County Board to meet remotely, with the possibility of significant travel impacts and potential for highway and local road closures. Today's Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting will be held virtually. The county is in general discouraging the public from traveling during the storm and encouraging sheltering in place if possible. County staff, particularly those who work in communities where they do not reside, have been encouraged to work remotely. The administration team is concerned about the potential for county personnel traveling and becoming stranded in a community other than their primary residence. The March 14th Board of Supervisors meeting is accessible via Zoom webinar. You can get the Zoom link from EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app, or you can phone in at 669-900-6833 or 346-248-7799 or 253-215-8782. Webinar ID is 868-254-781. Looking at the weather for Mammoth Lakes, today is going to be heavy snow with a high of 35, a low of 23. Tomorrow is going to be afternoon snow showers with a high of 35 and a low of 5. And Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 34 and a low of 11. Looking at Bishop, and today is going to be rain showers with a high of 55 and a low of 38. Tomorrow is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 57 and a low of 30. And Thursday is going to be sunny with a high of 54 and a low of 29. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.